106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 22nd of August. It is 723, 63 degrees on our way to beautiful 84 before it is all said and done. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by New David Trailer Zoo Director Brenda Young. Brenda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey,
we're doing wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Emporia.
Welcome.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
I have to ask, Brenda, what kind of got you interested in the David Trailer Zoo position? It sounds like you've got a wealth of experience over the last 20 years, including the Capron Park Zoo in Massachusetts. What was it that intrigued you here about the David Trailer Zoo?
What intrigued me most was the size. And the quality of care that's provided here. I come from a small institution, and I'm a great admirer of what small zoos can do in smaller communities. And I think the community support here really amazes me. It's something that you don't find everywhere. And to have such a phenomenal facility in a small area, in a small smaller city is great. You don't see it that often and done this well.
What do you think about the vision that's being shown by the zoo here locally with the Oasis Capital campaign that is still ongoing, but your thoughts on what you see in front of you here at the David Trailer Zoo?
I see great potential for growth, and again, the support that's shown for the zoo and its growth and development into the future. Very much a sustainable part of the community, and again, amazed at what a small group of people like EFOS can do with a community that's in love with their zoo. But great potential and great growth, and glad to be part of it.
I have to ask then kind of how you see, typically it's a question I ask a little bit later in the interview, but what do you see as goals and objectives here short term as you're getting on board, say, for the next few months, and then maybe a bit longer term, factoring into the vision that's already laid out and maybe your perspectives on how to move things forward for the zoo the next several years after this?
Yeah, with being my fourth day, I'm very excited. Yeah. I've seen a lot of great stuff. I know picking up on the projects and the improvements that Lisa has already initiated and the staff has initiated, getting the licensing, continuing that because that's some of them are every year, and just bringing some of the older exhibits up to some newer standards. And just making life better for our animals and growing. I know we've got the fundraising campaign for the North America River Otter exhibit, which I'm very excited about. I've worked with them and they're just amazing animals, and I'm really excited that the community is on board with bringing those in. And the King Vulture exhibit renovations that are in the planning will be starting up soon, hopefully, and just plugging along with the vision. The current vision is great. Have some ideas, but they're not fully formulated yet on different ways we could go, but really excited to finalize some of those ideas in my mind and bringing them to the community and seeing what we can all do together.
And we're talking with Brenda Young. She is the director of the David Trailer Zoo. As current director Lisa Keith is now in kind of an assistant director's role, and will be on site until October 1st and will officially retire by January 1 of 2025. But Brenda joins us on our primetime newsmaker, 727, 63 degrees. So you note, Brenda, with this Oasis Capital campaign and the amount of support that our gym here in Emporia, the David Traylor Zoo, receives. Have you been involved in much fundraising through the years?
I have. The facility was at previously, it was a day-to-day thing, bring in amenities to the zoo, and also working with the nonprofit to run events and searching out grants and things like that. Really like connecting with people and organizations, and finding ways that we can all collaborate for the betterment of everybody.
Speaking of those lines, you know, the news release that came out from the city last week kind of demonstrated a wide range of experience just the past 10 years had provided to you. Maybe you can talk about some of the experience that you're bringing in from Capron Park that will really help the zoo going forward.
Yeah, I've spent the last 14 years as the assistant director, as you mentioned, at Capron Park Zoo. And have greatly assisted the directors through those years, as well as the day-to-day gift shop admissions. Fortunately, depends on how you look at it, there was admissions at my previous institution, so visitor engagement, visitor experience was a big part of it. I've gone through several AZA accreditations, so I'm very familiar with those standards and how we can meet and exceed those, as well as maintaining USDA inspections, but also, again, working with the community and sharing our vision and the education aspect, reaching out to the schools and the communities and making those connections is all been part of my day-to-day, as well as exhibit renovations and design. So, a little bit of everything. Wear all hats.
Well, you kind of need to do that when things are you know, kind of in the small vein as we are. But what are your thoughts? I know this is early in the game, Brenda, but, you know, obviously we have the new education centers, new education center down at Soden's Grove. What do you think of the tack that education-wise the David Traylor Zoo is providing right now?
I think it's great. We do so much with such a small staff, but a core of volunteers and docents that are highly dedicated, and without their support, I don't think our education department could do as much as we do. But I've already had conversations with our education coordinator and looking to grow things and add some features in. So we're brainstorming on how we can continue to grow and expand our reach.
Brenda,
the building is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Good deal. Yeah, that renovation was turned into a really smooth project. Brenda, I have to ask, what got you interested in zoo administration and zoo management?
I started out as animal care and coming up through years of that and seeing the potential, especially in smaller institutions. And I just wanted to do more and be an integral part of the planning and the growth and the operation. Love multitasking and kind of helping out everywhere and being able to influence in a positive way, not only at the facility itself, but on the national scale through AZA and other organizations, just to make a difference. That's my goal, is to always make a difference, make things better, see people smile, watch them build and grow that connection with wildlife and nature and conservation. That makes me happy.
So I'm sure you've had a chance to kind of introduce yourself to the zoo staff. What kind of a crew you have out there?
I have an amazing crew, very knowledgeable, very passionate, hardworking. They do an amazing job. I have nothing other than praises for them. They handle a lot, and they do it well.
Yeah, they do. They're an awesome crew. And horticulture out there, Brenda, is pretty splendid, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. The parks horticulture department and the park maintenance, they do a phenomenal job keeping everything up to date. And I'm amazed at the seasonal plantings that they put out in these big, huge pots that they move around. And they take that extreme effort and pride in what they're doing, and it just makes everything so comfortable and serene. It makes the zoo pop.
Well, we got Zoo Brew coming up September 20th. I guess what is really kind of your main focal points for you personally here as you get between now and then the Zoo Brew on the 20th, about a month away?
For me, it's mainly learning how things operate and what we're doing, how we're doing it, getting to know the staff better, getting some insight on the animals and our visitors, and just kind of the culture in the area. I'm all about, I'll never replace Lisa. She's phenomenal. But taking the foundation that she's built and growing off of that, and just continuing on to learn as much as I can from her, and keep moving forward. And hopefully, I will be attending the AZA annual conference in just before Zoo Brew, and looking forward to bringing back some great information and ideas, and just hitting the ground running and keep going.
All right. Yeah, Lisa's been awesome, obviously done a great job in the zoo director capacity and service to our David Traylor Zoo here. But we want to, again, welcome you, Brenda, and we certainly appreciate your time. And Lisa did spend a lot of time on the air with us, you know, through the year.
Well, I hope you invite me back again.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
We'd love to have you on. Well, again, welcome, Brenda. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much, and have a great day. And just remember, you'll never work a day in your life doing what you love.
I like that thought.
Thanks, Brenda. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brenda.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Brenda Young, the David Traylor Zoo Director, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
Okay, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spot, 720 every weekday, basically our next